All right, we're listening. Lars Lindstrom, we're listening to the star guys blow up Deegan's bike, and you know this irritates me. I tweeted that you were classy and you didn't let it happen for the Supercross title, but I was wrong. You did let it happen after I left. Kind of let me down.
Well, you know what I said at that point, too, which I don't think I put on record, but, you know, monkeys like bananas, and sometimes you got to let them eat bananas. So
say that.
But next time, yeah. If we're ever lucky enough to celebrate like that, yeah. Which congratulations to them because they earned it for sure. I'm going to do, you know that song by that band Jackal where it's a chainsaw? And he's like, bah, 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 bah. It's a chainsaw, but he's playing a song with it. You
know, Darkside would know, but I do not.
Okay, no. Darkside's all over this. I'm going to do that with the bike. Okay. It'll be sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that song on. Yep. I'm going to do it. Instead of a chainsaw, it's going to be the dirt bike. It's like bogging down with the brake and stuff. It's going to be rad.
Okay, cool, man.
I hope I get to do it, you know, sometime in the future.
So we're still selling 2025 CRF 450s? We're still selling them?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. I hope so.
I mean, look, he didn't win the overall today, but he's, since the break, much better winning the first Moto, and it took, like, a great effort from Chase to get Moto 2. So, yeah, he looks like a different guy. Now, Kiefer's kind of, like, calling you guys out a little bit.
About what?
Kiefer's saying, like, everyone chill down. The 2025 bike is the same as the modified frame 2024 bike. So, in effect, Hunter's been on that frame, that chassis, for a long time now. And the 2025 is just the production version of that. So, everyone chill down. Your response?
My response is that we couldn't do all of those things on the 2024 bike. Because a lot of it, I think, is from that subframe mount, which they did have in the GPs the year before. Okay. But we can't do that.
Yeah.
So, there is quite a bit of different things. But also, I really have to attribute the new 2025 to the we switched up our test rider program, and now that we have better test riders, the product became better. So that's what I think is the biggest reason why the 2025 became an improvement.
No more serious bogging or anything, right, with this 2025?
No, and the finally we got riders that were able to give us direction on suspension settings and chassis stuff. So that really, I think that's been the biggest difference, and we're just so much happier, better place now, everything.
I'll report that. And hey, Jaime's today, last lap crash, knocked him off the podium. He was great. It just fucking last lap did him in, right? Bummer.
Yeah, I know. We're used to, you know, I've had a few of those, but I was talking to Mitch Payton afterwards, and he's like, don't cry to me, dude, basically. You know, he's like, you want to talk about, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, so I got a few of those. So, it's a bummer because it would have been an overall win, but it wasn't. And either way, like, the kids had a rough couple of weeks, you know, or whatever, and just since Unadilla. And then so it was a bummer that happened. But, I mean, the silver lining is that he's freaking hauling ass. And then he's one of the best guys right now. It's, you know, there's obviously, you know, Hayden. And then there's Levi, Tom, and Chance. I mean, he's right there. And so anyways, that's cool. I mean, like, you know, he's got a two-year deal now, a new two-year deal for through 26. And so and he's earned that. You know, so I'm excited for him to keep progressing, like, especially in Supercross. I think the new bike will be good on a 250 also. But really, anyways, I'm just stoked that he's been able to make that leap.
Yeah, it almost like obviously it cost him money, the crash, and cost him the win. Actually, cost him second overall or the win? Cost him the win?
Cost him the win.
Okay, I'll do the math. I'll look.
Would have gone 2-2.
Sure, yeah, Levi, right.
Levi would have gone 4-1.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyways. Yeah. But regardless of the result, like, yeah, you just look at the riding, right? You just look at, like, the overall, and you're like, okay, you fell, kid. But, yeah, I mean, it's such a big difference, right? Clearly he's not cooked.
No. I mean, obviously, next year I think that there's no reason why. I mean, shoot, he's almost a contender. He basically was a contender this year for a championship. So next year, you know, he's going to be a little bit smarter and a little bit more experienced. So he could be one of the title favorites.
Okay, so here's what we were debating on my dumb show, and maybe you can help us. So if you have a Hunter better after the break success pie, what percent is the break, the 2 weeks off? What percent is the bike? What percent is Hunter, like, mentality because he's on a new bike and it's exciting? So we got three categories. You need to break them down to equal 100%.
Yeah. That's a good question. I mean, he was pretty damn good before. Well, the last couple of races there, he wasn't good. So I'd have to say for him physically, I would have to say it's a 40%, you know, of him. And then I would have to say probably a 35% bike and 25%
mentality.
Yeah, mentality of just being stoked on the new thing. Right. But I mean, that comes with the new bike. I mean, you know, so I guess if I were to say it, I would do that.
When I get on a new bike, like, I'm happy. Yeah. I feel good, right? Yeah. It's just the same.
Yeah, but I will say, I don't think he beat Chase straight up in any motos before this. He beat him at
Thunder Valley.
But who was that guy riding Chase's bike at that race? Like, that guy, that was not Chase Sexton. Yeah. That wasn't the Chase Sexton I saw today.
Yeah, no.
So I'm not taking credit away from Hunter because he killed it at that race. But these last two races, he raced with him straight up and beat him in two motos. Yeah. And I just, you know, don't think that he didn't do that before. So I think there has to be something there to be said.
This might be a dumb question, but sometimes you can play collarbones and come back pretty quickly. So is Joe ready for SMX or no?
I think that's kind of the million-dollar question. Okay. You know, yeah, I don't,
not a dumb question.
Like, no. Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, guys have done it, right? Yeah. Geyser came back and raced it a week after, and it was a good it was a successful surgery.
Oh, another successful surgery.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But seriously, the bone wasn't displaced. It was broken all the way through, but it was still sitting in the right spot. So when they fixed it, it's perfectly fixed. Like, it's lined up perfect. So if there is a good break, it was that. So I think that depending on how we feel, sometimes you just feel good, right? Like, I mean, 4 weeks, I mean, it's about basically since he broke it and fixed it, basically 4 weeks of the first SMX. I don't think it's impossible to say that he could be back, but we'll see.
And then Jet will be back.
Jet rode yesterday for the first time, Thursday, and no, yesterday, and it felt good. So he's, you know, riding a turn track right now, but next week I think he'll be able to get a little bit more aggressive with it. And the goal is SMX. I mean, and I don't see why not. He's already, it feels good. His range of motion's super good already. So yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Art.
No worries. Thanks.